Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It worked out wonderfully today that our Old Testament reading actually mentions snow, given the fact that we have a snowstorm outside. In our Old Testament reading, we hear, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." It might seem hard today as you look outside, as you drove here today, some of you, to imagine anything growing or sprouting out of the ground as it talks about here in our Old Testament reading. But yet, the snow comes and it is watering the earth. It will give moisture to that soil, even though after it will melt, everything will be brown. But then we all know, and probably know, you know from experience, that once spring comes and things are brown at first, but then the spring rain comes and you see that everything starts to turn green. It's amazing how suddenly everything changes from brown, from what looks like death, to life. Things become vibrant. There is life again. And in a couple of months, Lord willing, unless Jesus comes back first, we'll see that again. And it should perhaps be a reminder of this scripture passage. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. It causes the grass to turn green. It causes the crops to grow and to bring forth and sprout so that we have food here. And we have seed for the next year. This is what happens when the rain and the snow, finally the snow melts and the rain comes in the spring. Lifeless brown becomes green. But we aren't here today just to look forward to spring. I'd like to enjoy the winter weather right now, just a little anyway. Nor are we here to talk about the importance of water to growing plants, although rain and plants are good gifts of God. No, God speaks about rain and snow watering the earth and causing plants to grow here to give us a picture of what happens with His Word. We see this year after year happening, and so we hear this description in our Old Testament reading, and we can be reminded of what our Lord says happens with His Word. His Word comes and creates life. Now, certainly His Word created life at the beginning and set all of these things in order. It is by His Word that we have snow and we have rain and we have grass and we have food. It is by His Word that all of these things happen. But it's also by His Word that new life comes, new spiritual life, that we have faith and believe in His dear Son. It is by His Word proclaimed that life comes. You see, He uses this as an example to say to us here through the prophet Isaiah, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Just as you see so evidently in spring that the rain does something, it comes and it waters the earth and things turn green, there is a result from the rain coming and watering the earth. So too, God works to accomplish what He desires through His Word. And we might not always see it. It might be that we look out and we see lots of people not hearing the Word, not wanting the Word, despising the Word, neglecting it. And we might grow discouraged in the church. We might see what we see in the first three places that the seed falls in our gospel reading, where the sower scatters his seed indiscriminately, it seems, to any kind of place. He isn't digging a hole and putting in a seed, but he's just scattering it. And so we too, the church, scatter the Word of God to all kinds of people, and some do not understand, as like the seed that falls on the path and the birds snatch it up. Some do not understand, The devil takes the word they do not believe. But then there are others who will hear the word, and they will embrace it gladly, joyfully, zealously, perhaps, just like the seed that falls on the rocky ground, that it springs up, but it has very little root. And so when the sun comes, the plant that has life dies because of lack of root. This is a description, too, of those who we might see who hear and receive the word, and life is created. They are washed in the waters of holy baptism. They are given new life. They believe for a while. But then things become difficult. They see that it is not the case that the Christian life is a life of prosperity and ease, but rather they are attacked by the temptations of the devil. They may not be well received by others in their family or by their friends. And they fall away in time of testing and suffering and difficulty. And then the third soil that is mentioned in our gospel reading are those who hear the word, and like the seed that falls upon the thorny soil, where there are lots of other weeds growing up, the plant does grow, but it is choked out by all of these other things. Jesus tells us that this is representative of those who hear the word and receive it and believe it, but they become distracted by all kinds of other things. This perhaps is our temptation in our culture, where there are so many other things to do, to care about, to work hard at, yes, but also to become distracted by, so that our life becomes focused on making money, on having ease and comfort, on retiring well, because this seems to be the direction of our culture. It seems to be what our culture tells us is the most important thing in life, to work hard, to succeed financially, and to be able to retire well. And so it is easy to become distracted by the cares and pleasures of this life, so that those things become most important. And that plant is choked out and becomes unfruitful. And so all of these first three examples may be discouraging, as we see people not believing, as we see people hearing and believing, but then falling away or being choked out and proving unfruitful. This can be discouraging to Christians in the church. But still we spread the word of God. Still we cast the seed widely in many different places, not knowing when and where the Holy Spirit will work to create faith, but trusting that as God says here in our Old Testament reading, that he will accomplish the purpose for which he sent his word. He sends forth his word, and he does bring people to faith in the waters of holy baptism. He gives them faith. He gives them new life. And we continue to proclaim the word to all those who are baptized into his name. We continue to teach them so that they come to the supper, that they are fed, so that their roots go down deep into good soil. But it is only by the power of the word of God that that soil is good. It is only by the power of God's word that they hear and they continue to believe. And it is only by the power of God's word that we continue to believe. And so we continue to hear the word, so that we continue to be sustained in faith. Otherwise, we can be like those second two soils there in the middle, the rocky soil and the soil and the thorns. We too can fall away because of difficulty or because of distraction. So we continue to hear the word, to confess our sins, to put to death our sinful nature. And by his grace, God continues to give us his word and to sustain our faith. And in this we rest, and in this is our hope. We trust in our Lord to do his work through his word and sacrament, and to continue to come to be fed, not because we are really good or we deserve his grace, but because we are poor sinners who need it. We are on this lifeline. We are on life support from the word of God. The Word of God provides this life support to us so that we continue to live in Him and continue to be alive. And yes, we will encounter difficulty and temptation and struggle. And in those times, we run again to the Word of God to be sustained and nourished and fed. And yes, we will be tempted to distractions, tempted to love the things of this world and to live for the things of this world, to focus on getting financial security, on having what we want for our own pleasures and desires. And we need to, in those times, confess our sins and our idolatry and run to our Lord for His forgiveness in His Word and Sacrament. And we know that our Lord promises that His Word does work, that just as the rain comes down and waters the earth, and we see green and we see life and it sprouts and grows, so too His Word works. He speaks to us through His Word and His Sacrament. He gives us His forgiveness and new life, and we, poor sinners, are raised up. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.